Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Peacetree Brewing owner Megan McKay-Ziller, and we'll be discussing the upcoming Brews and Muse Festival on October 8th. Thanks for joining us today, Megan. Brews and Muse is coming up on Saturday the 8th. Can you kind of explain what's going on this year's event and how it came to be?
Sure. Here at the brewery, we've always wanted to have kind of an annual music and beer festival, kind of beer and an inspiration from both music and art. We also brainstormed with Red Rock Arts Alliance and went together with them on a poster contest for beer and music-themed posters with the idea that people could make them ahead of time and then we would have them available for sale to benefit Red Rock Arts Alliance and the artists, just to kind of make it a triple threat. So we've got beer, music, and art all in one day.
That's awesome. So what kind of music are we looking at for the event?
We have some really nice Iowa bands. The first one is Thankful Dirt. They're a folk Americana duo from Des Moines. They've played here several times. Beautiful melodies. They're also bringing a trumpet player, which will be really fun. It's the first time he's come with them to this facility. The next band is called Lick It Ticket, and we actually found them in Iowa City after a beer event, and they are a group from You and I that were put together. They do funk, soul, rock, jazz. They've got a stand-up bass, just really fun, very good music, and really different. I think something that we don't see often around the Knoxville area. And then the last band will have a wide appeal. It's Mr. Baber's Neighbors and the Solar String Band, and they call it urban bluegrass. And so it'll just be a fun bluegrass event to kind of end off the night.
And also that weekend, the Red Rock Arts Alliance Autumn Studio Tour, their annual self-guided studio tour, is going on, and you guys are partnering with them for that as well, for a benefit.
Correct. Autumn Studio Tour runs from 10 until 5, Saturday and Sunday, and this event will kind of overlap that. We have Dennis Johansson, who's displaying his woodworking here at the brewery both days, and then, of course, we'll have the poster art.
And that poster art will be on sale, and those proceeds will go to benefit Red Rock Arts Alliance.
Correct. What we're doing is half the proceeds will go to the Red Rock Arts Alliance, and the other half will go to the artists. We wanted to make sure that the artists made some money on it as well, since often they're asked to donate and, you know, just try and give back a little bit on both sides.
And of course, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the beer. This is a festival at a brewing company, after all. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what specials you literally have on tap?
Absolutely. We will have our 8 regular beers that we have on tap already, and then Joe has brewed up a couple of special things. The first one, he did a small batch of a rye IPA, which will be a nice hoppy beer that also has some rye malt in it, and it'll be kind of a combination between an IPA and a rye porter. The next one is a bourbon barrel-aged stout. It's been aging for about a year in an oak barrel. And that one will be fantastic if you're a fan of stouts or bourbons. And then the last one is a really fun collaboration. The guys actually went down to Tassel Ridge Winery and picked a bunch of Steuben grapes as they were harvesting. And we've made a grape juice out of that, and it's fermenting along with the Hefeweizen, and it'll be a nice kind of wine-flavored Hefeweizen. So something for, you know, non-beer drinkers or people that are kind of new to it, I think they'll find that one really appealing.
All right. And if people are interested in, you know, coming to this event, how can they get tickets in advance?
Tickets in advance, you can come and purchase them at the brewery. They're $10 in advance, and it will guarantee you a cool pint glass with the Brews and Muse logo on it. Or you can get them at the door for $15, and the pint glasses at that time will be first come, first serve. I can't guarantee there'll be any left. I should also mention we'll have a couple of great food vendors. Steve Kuhn is doing barbecue, and it's fantastic for everybody in town who's ever had it. And then the other one will be Gusto Pizza. We're trying to bring in some outside talent. They've got a great pizza trailer and nice thin crust pizza, and they put all kinds of crazy toppings on it, so that'll be fun.
And what would you say to people just to kind of encourage them to get them out to Brews and Muse on the 8th?
You know, I think it's just one more event that we're putting on here locally, and you don't have to travel. It's pretty inexpensive. Kids under 12 are free. It's, you know, we're trying to bring some different art and culture into the area, so you don't have to travel outside to get it.
That's the other thing, too. Families are encouraged to come with their children.
Absolutely. It's very family-friendly. The Red Rock Arts Alliance will be here with art projects. I know they're doing some type of fiber art, probably bracelets. They're doing drawing and probably have some chalk art and maybe one other activity. So the kids can certainly stay busy and the parents can hang out and talk with friends and have a good time.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
I think that's all. We're just really excited with the cooperation from the community in Knoxville here to let us close the street down for the day. And I hope everybody can come out and celebrate with us and just enjoy the fall day.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Megan.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Megan McKay Ziller, owner of Peace Tree Brewing, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.